Hey, hey, it's Totally Tori, where no dream is too big, and we inspire you to run after that dream. Totally Tori's Tips to the Top. Hello, hello, it's Totally Tori here. We are back this week with another episode where we will be talking about fear. But before we dive in, if you have not hit subscribe, please do so now. If you can leave us a 5-star review, I would love it, love it, love it. It gets this podcast out to more people. We will reach more people all over the world. And if you find value in today's episode, go ahead and tag me over at Totally Tori Armstrong on Instagram or Tori Armstrong on Facebook. All right, let's dive right in because fear can hold us back in so many ways. It can stop us from becoming our best version of ourselves. It stops us from the experiences, the relationships, maybe starting a business, living out our truest potential, living out that dream life. So how do we recognize the feeling of fear and how do we move past it? Number one is it starts with acknowledging the fear. Noticing it, acknowledge that fear. Second is make a commitment, make a promise to yourself that you will not let it control you. The third is embrace the fear, lean into it. If it gives you the butterflies, it gives you that uncomfortable, uneasy feeling, let's work through the fear. In return, you're going to feel better. You're going to develop confidence. You're going to have new opportunities presented your way. There are those that will never actually start something because they are so scared that they are going to fail. Fear of failure. It's too much to handle. Oh my gosh, what are people gonna think of me? Their mindset is, if I never start, I actually never fail. Well, newsflash, that is a lie. You are giving up on your dreams to stay comfortable. So it's important to get into action and go after it. I heard something the other day and I was like, oh, this is amazing. And it said, people don't actually fear failure. They actually fear what others think of them if they fail. Let me say that again. People don't actually fear failure. They actually fear what others think of them if they fail. It goes back to that quote of when you learn to love yourself as much as you care what other people think of you, you will change your life. So often people hold themselves back in the fear of others' thoughts. And in reality, those people do not pay your bills. They are not stopping you from living your best life or becoming the best version of yourself. You're allowing that to happen. So let go of what other people think and go after your dream life because you deserve it. There are those that will think and think and think and overthink to the point where they make themselves ill. The list can go on and on about how you can really embrace that fear and let it take over. But on the flip side, there are individuals out there that can recognize the fear. They see the signs, they look at it, and they see it as a challenge to push through the fear because they know the greatness that's on the other side of the fear. They are stronger, they're more confident, and that is all created when they overcome that fear. So they know the feeling on the other side is worth it. That's why they push in and they go for the challenge. Do the hard, do it scared, be determined, rise above the fear. Our minds are so powerful and it's up to us. We decide. We get to decide to take control of our mind, to take control of our thoughts. So where are you at with fear? What are you resisting? Are you avoiding something? Are you worried what other people are thinking? I actually have a little story that I want to share with you because this is an experience that I recently went through. I was up in a hot air balloon ride. It was a sunrise over the desert in Dubai. It was absolutely incredible. It was a bucket list experience for me. During this experience, it was fascinating for me to watch my own fear kick in. I knew I wanted to do it. I was excited. I didn't really think about it. I just stayed in action and I had a fear of heights. I knew that going into it, but I just knew it was something I wanted to do. It was on my bucket list. I love sunrises. If you know me, I love sunrises. I love sunsets, but my heart beats for sunrises. And so a hot air balloon and a sunrise, bucket list item, sounded incredible. So I stayed in action. And what I did is I knew I would be safe. I knew I would get through it. I knew that I had a fear of heights, but I would work myself through it. So I stayed in action. I signed up. I booked it. Never really thought about it. There were quite a few times I had to remind myself, breathe, breathe, it's okay, you're gonna be okay, you got this. But I'm telling you, what is worth it on the other side is so worth it. So I booked it, time came, I jumped into the basket, I stayed in action, and I didn't dwell on it. I didn't overthink it. And boom, all of a sudden, the fire's going in the hot air balloon. We start to take off. We're starting to rise off the ground. And I'm asking myself, oh my gosh, what am I doing? While the other people in the basket are saying, how high are we going? How many feet in the air are we going? My stomach's turning. My mind is completely taking over. What happens this? I can't believe I'm doing this. I mean, I am sweating. I am profusely sweating. It is coming out my hands. It's coming out my feet. I'm standing in like a puddle of water as we're rising into the sky. And in reality, I knew this was going to happen. I knew I would overcome it. I knew I would get past it, but I wasn't going to allow it to stop me from a bucket list item that I wanted to experience. So I pushed through all of the sweating, all of the fear, all of the stomach turning, the butterflies. It went through my head several times. Why do you do this to yourself? How can I get off of this? What am I going to do? We're already in the air. Is it too late? Yes, it's too late. I'm already in the air. I need to breathe. I need to get through this. I need to focus on something else. And I'm just going to watch the sunrise. I'm going to take control of my thoughts. And you know what? I did envision myself landing on that hot air balloon afterwards and see, and almost like connecting with the feeling of what it would feel like when I did it, and it was an accomplishment. And guess what, you guys? I did it. I knew that I'd be able to do it. And it was all about that feeling of that accomplishment at the end that I had to walk through, even though I had those anxious thoughts and the fear was there. I didn't spend time overthinking it beforehand. I stayed in action. And then in the moment, I started to realize, uh-oh, what am I doing? And that's where I had to take control of those thoughts. So was it hard? Yes. I had to control my thoughts and make sure that the fear didn't creep in. I had to have those deep breaths. It's going to be okay. I had to remind myself. But when that hot air balloon hit the ground, it was like throwing 1,000 bricks off of my shoulders. It felt amazing. I felt like screaming, I did it. I'm pretty sure I did. I did it. I did it. OMG, I did it. I can't believe it. So I was celebrating, even though it was a beautiful ride and we saw the sunrise and the flight was absolutely incredible. It was this feeling of, I can't believe it. I did it. This is incredible. So that turns into confidence. I do hard things. I face fear. I have courage. I want to inspire you today. Do you have a fear that you're holding on to? Do you have something that you can lean into? Did I overcome my fear of heights altogether? No, but I can tell you that the feeling of me leaning into it and having the courage to push through it is truly what can help create that confidence. So how can you personally push through a fear? What action can you take to get there? Remember, you may not overcome it all the way. That's okay. But if you can push through it and lean into it, you're going to feel good and you're going to develop that confidence and know that you control your thoughts to push through. So let's identify one fear that we can address head on. Let's get uncomfortable. And that feeling, I'm telling you, it will be completely worth it when you do it. So I would love to hear from you. Reach out to me. I would love to hear your stories. Again, Instagram, Totally Tori Armstrong, Facebook, Tori Armstrong. Message me. I want to hear, what fear are you holding on to and what are you going to push into to overcome that fear? So remember, fear will stop us from our greatest achievements in life. Make a commitment to yourself that you will face your fears, you will get uncomfortable, you will go after your dream life. With that, you guys, have an amazing week. I can't wait to see you all next week.